listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And this is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are on the couch, everybody. Welcome. And this is the show where you can get great information and suggestions and encouragement about how to make positive changes in your lives and, you know, how to have healthier relationships. You know, I work with people who have relationship issues and communication issues and all that. You know, I work with a lot of people who tell me that they've been brought up with negatives and fears and they were never encouraged to love themselves. Yeah, and do the best they can. You know, a lot of us come from homes like that. I know it's not cool. Blame it on mommy and daddy or my caregivers. But, you know, that's the first exposure we have to life and how we perceive ourselves. So if we don't have such a great upbringing sometimes and it doesn't feel that good, we have to learn how to break through those barriers. And we all are self-critical. You know, we all have a certain lack of trust. Fear of rejection. We all have these feelings, but we all need to learn how to have healthier relationships and get to our lives the way we want them to be in general. So my special guest today is going to help you with these questions. How can I have a better life? How can I have better relationships, be happier, find jobs that I want, and on and on. So let me just remind you guys, if you would like to call in, please do so. If you have a question for me or my guest today, that number here is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. Or, of course, you can email me instantly if you would rather not put your voice on the air. You're a little shy, maybe. It's Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com. Now, my special guest today is Michelle Arbeau. I've had her on the show before. She's a great guest. And, you know, she is the founder and host of Authentic You Radio and TV. And, of course, she's done television, radio. She's been around a long time. She's a very well-known public speaker and internationally recognized author. I'm going to tell you about her books she's got coming out this year. One's called The Energy of Words. That'll be available for you in October. We're going to tell you a little bit more about that. And also, her other book is going to be Soul Numbers, Decipher the Messages from Your Inner Self to Successfully Navigate Life. And that's really cool, the whole study of numerology. We're going to be talking about that as well. So, hey, Michelle, so nice to have you here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Michelle.
It's great to have you and see you. And, you know, you have so much good wisdom to help people with. And I appreciate your, you know, work that you do. And you're always out there speaking and really giving ideas and helping people with their lives, which is so neat.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's inspiration is my thing. I'm always looking to inspire. It's like my natural high, I guess you could say.
That is so cool. So you're just, when I don't know about other people, but when you come into the room and when I look at you and everything, you just exude this really positive energy. You have these really open, kind eyes. And you're one of those people that feel really comfortable with. So I'm sure you exude that in public speaking, and you do it over the radio even. But, you know, what was it in your life that sort of inspired you to help other people?
Well, it's, you know, it goes back to the numerology thing because, you know, it's all about energy. And I truly believe that, you know, the world is just, you know, energetically intertwined and all those beautiful things. And even quantum physics, I mean, they're coming on board too because they're recently saying that, you know, at the base of an atom is actually frozen light particles.
Uh-huh.
So given the fact that everything is energy, and we each have our own vibration, right? So when you're saying I exude something, and I'm a pure three, which is the number of inspiration. So,
wow.
And that's kind of like my one track purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people are working several different energies within their date of birth, whereas my life path is just the one. It's the pure three.
Mm-hmm.
So that's whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm saying, whatever I'm experiencing. It's always about inspiration as kind of the underlying tone.
Yeah. So how did you get into the numerology in terms of, you know, thinking about people? And is it mathematical, or how does that work?
Oh, absolutely. I always say it's very scientific. It's mm-hmm. not airy-fairy. It's mm-hmm. not, you know, I always mm-hmm. say airy-fairy because I'm very practical when it comes to my spirituality. Because, you show me. You know, I'm very scientific. I want to have the facts. And I actually, it was this crazy story. I started dreaming in numbers every night, and it was this wild thing that went on for months. And I would write down all the numbers on a notepad beside my night table, or on my night table, by the bed. And I couldn't figure out what they meant, but they were everywhere in my dreams. They were on license plates, street signs, doors.
That's rare that you're remembering numbers in your dreams constantly.
Yeah, and it was So I ended up picking up Doreen Virtue's Angel Numbers book, and that was the first mm-hmm. book that really, it was like an aha moment, because I looked at all those numbers and I thought, these are exact messages to the challenges I was facing at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I became ravenous for information, and then I stumbled upon numerology and realized how accurate a science it is.
Mm-hmm,
and Pythagoras, mm-hmm. who was the Greek mathematician and philosopher, he's actually the father of numerology. So it does have a very strong basis in science.
Right. Well, that is so cool. You know, I don't know what was going on, but I've had a lot of dream specialists on the show, you know, and they talk about things that come to them in dreams, and it's sort of our higher self or something. It's sort of channeling, or somebody giving us information or something like that. And not to be, like you said, airy-fairy, but I mean, when our minds are in that that REM stage possibly, or the delta stage, you know, there's something about getting information that we are available to in our brains or in our waves at that particular time, rather than, you know, the beta wave that we use when we're conscious.
Yes.
You know, there's so much stuff blocking it when we're in a conscious state right now.
Yes.
I'm sort of in a conscious state. I have a little cold, so semi-conscious, right?
Yes.
But I mean, right? Yeah. So you're open to channeling whatever was going on or the information that came to you. So you started studying that.
Yes.
And the Pythagorean theorem, of course, is famous, and you started realizing how numbers, well, it's the universal language.
It is. I always say that. It's the language of the universe.
Yeah.
Everything in existence can really be broken down mm-hmm. via numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Carl Sagan in the book Contact say that the way that other civilizations, if they were out there, would contact us is through the primary number system?
Yes, exactly.
Because it's
That's
math.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I truly believe that. And I think there's codes that are around us all the time, like this 1111 phenomenon. I'm sure some of your listeners have heard this before.
Yeah.
When I arrived here this time, I thought, oh, wow, this is going to be a pivotal trip, because I see it all the time.
Uh-huh.
But when it was like 2 hours. Within the first 2 hours of landing, I saw 1111 three different times. And
mm-hmm.
I've been seeing it constantly since I've been here this time again. So
it
comes in waves. It's like it's almost like a code.
It's
trying to tell us something, but I'm still not 100% sure what it means. And it's this phenomenon that happens in every country, every culture. You know, it's global. I mean, it's this incredible thing that mm-hmm. I've been trying to break. I've been
mm-hmm.
trying to crack the code,
mm-hmm.
but to no avail yet. But for me, when I see it, it's mm-hmm. very much confirmation that I'm going the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever
mm-hmm.
I'm concentrating on, or whatever I'm planning to do that day, or
mm-hmm.
in the moment when I see it, or whatever I'm thinking of, I have this feeling, this intuitive hunch,
mm-hmm.
that it just means, okay, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. Whoever sent that code, because it shows up in the darndest places. I mean,
it
just
does.
Wherever, yeah.
I've heard this from other people, too, and I experience mm-hmm. it myself.
Yes.
And I've questioned whether I'm just, you know, my circadians are, you know, attuned to looking at the clock at 11:11. I always do. Or it just all of a sudden I need to check, or I need to look or something. but little signs or little numbers or little apartment numbers.
Yes.
And it's like, what?
It's a little bit too...
creepy.
Yeah, it's a little bit too strange to be just coincidental.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You talk about in your lectures and your books helping people find their truth. What do you mean by that, and how do you help them do that?
Well, you know, I believe that there is no greater purpose on earth than finding your truth and living it.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, in doing so, you're satisfying why you're here, but at the same time, you're helping others, because that's why we're really all here, mm-hmm. is to be of service to each other for soul's growth.
Yeah,
so when I say, you know, living truth, I was such a people pleaser for many years, and mm-hmm. I was never truly happy. And then it wasn't until I really started to walk in my truth and say no when I didn't want to do something. Or, mm-hmm. you know, just how did it feel? If it didn't feel good, then I didn't do it,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was really kind of navigating from a sense of truth rather than from my head and doing something that I thought was right versus what felt right. So I always encourage people to do that. You know, live in your truth, walk it, stand tall in it. Don't be ashamed of it. You mm-hmm. know, if you need to say no, say no, because it's not right for you. If it doesn't resonate, it's not right.
Wow, you know, that's interesting you said that, because a lot of people who I work with, again, and myself, you know, we are, for some reason, taught to be good girls, good boys.
Yes.
And again, not to blame mommy or daddy or caregivers, but sometimes in our upbringing, if, you know, we just learn, it's called survival, our brains, we learn how to navigate the rough waters of the early environment by being okay. We're going to be the ones that are quiet and pleasing because we don't want to make any ripples. So as we get older, our lives as adults, we continue that journey, you know, and somehow we need something that sort of says, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. This is not okay. And I have middle-aged people coming to me mm-hmm. saying, God, I'm just such a, I just go through these bad relationships, and I'm with these men who are just bad for me, and why do I keep it, or vice versa, these women are like my mother who criticized me all the time, you know, and it's like, stop trying to please and find what you want in your heart. But how can people make that switch? Is it about self-esteem, do you think, or is it about, I'm just doggone tired of feeling icky all the time?
Well, you know, I got to a crisis point. I definitely was in a period in my life where I felt broken spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took that for me to mm-hmm. really say, you know, wait a second, I have to change. There's mm-hmm. no other way now because I'm
yes.
at the bottom. So
yes.
I had to change. So, I mean, not everyone has to go to that extreme, but, you know, sometimes it takes that. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it takes that wake-up call to say,
yeah.
you know, we've got to change it. But there's one thing that I always do, and it's kind of like a tool that I use regularly, and it always works. You know, if you
mm-hmm.
have a big decision to make, or
mm-hmm.
if there's something you're on the fence about, I always say try it on, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of put it on intuitively and say, okay, I'm imagining myself doing it.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
Yes.
And then I imagine myself not doing it. How does it feel? Which one gives you the sense of relief?
That's great.
And it works every time.
That's a really good therapeutic tool. I like that, girl. No, that's really good. And by the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Michelle here. That's me. And my special guest, another Michelle, Michelle Arbeau. She's a founder and host of Authentic You Radio and TV. She's an internationally recognized author, inspirational speaker. And, of course, she's coming out with two books, which we're going to be talking about. She's a celebrity numerologist, too. She says a lot of it has to do with the numbers. It is truly mathematical. And traced all the way back to Pythagorean, right? And so it's cool. It really works, and we're going to be finding out more about that. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Michelle or both Michelles, you can do so at 323-203-0815. Or you can email me if you're a little shy and you'd like to, let me check right now, see if anybody's emailed with a question. Relationships or any issues coming up, DocMichelle, D-O-C Michelle, at AOL.com if you don't want to get your voice on the air. You're a little shy, okay? What are some of the other important concepts? You know, we talked about finding our truth, and that's the biggie, right? So we can live authentically, I guess. But what are some of the other important concepts and messages that you teach people to help them have more fulfilling and happier lives, Michelle?
Well, it's the relationship aspect. And, of course, you know, you're all about that. You're the... Doc Michelle, so you help people with that every day. But so do I. You know, I definitely, 9 times out of 10, everyone who comes to see me has some kind of a relationship question in the mix. You know, it might be about career to start, but then they end up, you know, what do you think about my relationship with my daughter? You know, that kind of thing. They'll always pop that in there.
Yeah.
And I love it because I really, like I said in the beginning, we are really here to interact with our fellow man, and you know that the relationships are huge. So numerology can really show you what's on the inside. It's kind of like spiritual DNA, right? We have regular DNA that says we'll color our hair,
sure,
it's going to be, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what about the inside? What about our soul? And it's like soul DNA, and it's, I mean, it's incredible to be able to sit down with someone and say, okay, here's your energy. Here's your energy. How do you make it work? It's not about compatibility when it comes to that. And I know astrology is all about, oh, you're not compatible with this person and you are with this person. I don't buy it, because really, if you have this energy and that energy, you can make it work. You can merge the two and understand each other, because that's really the bottom line I see so much, is that it's misunderstanding.
Totally.
Because when I had my daughter, she was, you know, just incredibly challenging.
Yes.
I mean, to the ninth degree. And I, you know, my husband and I said, no more kids. Absolutely not.
Right.
And I, when I learned the numbers, she was around 1.5. And she was taking up to 2-hour temper tantrums. Literally losing control on the floor. And I could not help her.
Right. If it's, isn't that horrible, that feeling of helplessness?
Yes.
You know?
So I thought I was the most horrible mom in the world. And I thought, what am I doing wrong? And I ended up doing her numbers when I discovered them right around that time. And she has the arrow of frustration. So she sets the bar really high for herself and others. So if something doesn't go the way that she sees it to in her mind, it's like utter chaos, you know, just devastation.
Sure.
So that was just huge for me to know. Just little pieces like that.
It's more
significantly,
understanding.
Yeah. I had so much more patience.
Sure.
So much more compassion and understanding for
her.
Even though it was, it didn't change anything.
Right.
It just completely shifted my perspective.
Yeah, you're a little more compassionate in allowing her to express herself, because you understood that she needed to, I guess.
Yes, and she had a hard time shifting gear, so then I knew that and I could help her.
Oh, that's so sweet. How old is she now?
Oh, she's almost 11.
Wow!
So that was many, many years ago.
Yeah, and probably because of your love and guidance and understanding, she's grown up to be a pretty cool young lady, I bet.
Oh, yes. I mean, she's feisty, but, you know, it goes to show that just knowing certain things about the people in your lives through, you know, numerology and things like that, where the unseen, you know, you can understand them, and just it completely flips everything.
Wow, is that true? You know, working with clients sometimes, too, I see that, as you said, you know, one of the most difficult things is just misunderstanding, miscommunicating, because we're all coming from different places.
Yes.
And what our intentions and feelings are, of course, not the way other people take it many times, because they have, and we have our own garbage, and we, you know, filter it and interpret it as negative, so... You
That's
know,
right.
And working with couples, we need to, like you said, really understand each other a lot better.
Yes.
And where we're coming from, and whether it's numerology or whether it's orientation of the environment or what the little soul wants to express in their life, and each and every one of us are different. You got to understand that in order to be more patient and allowing,
yes,
you know,
yes,
with anyone.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. You know, I see so many times where women will come to me and you've got the classic nagging wife with the yes dear tuned out husband, right? And what's happening is that, you know, the wife is very mental based, so she's got a lot of mental energy within her numbers and her energy, and then you've got the physical based husband who's just tuned her completely out because he's dwelling in the physical energy. So this is where you get the disconnect, the miscommunication.
That is really interesting. That, you know, that's right. People have to, you know, really, and again, it's understanding and being patient, you know, with your loved ones.
Yes.
And if they're not willing to change sometimes, I guess we have to change in order to understand them or tolerate them or move on.
Yes.
You
it's
know,
not
which
our
is
place to change them. I mean, we can only change ourselves and live our own truth.
Exactly.
Right? But this year is a big year.
2013
is the year of relationships.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean?
Well, it's a 6 year. So if you add up 2013, all the numbers, it's a six. And six is called the visionary number, but it's also called the nurturer.
Wow.
And the creative energy, the number of creation.
Wow.
So it's going to be a big year in terms of, I don't know if you're seeing this yet in your practice, but a lot of relationship shifting, either starting, ending, or changing relationships.
Gosh.
But also questioning your own
yes.
relationship with yourself.
Yes.
A lot of that.
That's
a lot
cool.
of kind of contemplative energy coming through right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other side of the six, too, I mean, not so much about relationships. We're going to see some rebuilding. You know, inventions and the green movement and all kinds
thank
of
goodness.
Stuff with the you know, the creative six coming through. But definitely for the first part of this year so far, it's been relationships and the shifting that I've seen so many people really kind of re-examining things.
Wow.
On the level of relationships.
That's cool. That's really interesting. And to answer your question, I have in the last month, I've received probably about 5 new couples.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking explosive
energies
that are, I can't, you know, I'm the observer. And as you said again, our, you know, there's this whole article out on the psychologists' network here in Los Angeles, which is national, but it said, do we have to play matchmaker? And no, that's not our role. But observing some of the chaos and the explosiveness and the lack of communication blows my mind, and I'm not judging. I'm guilty of it too, and have been in the past, and hopefully you've learned more how to express and be a little more patient. But you know, that you're right on, girl, and a lot of changes too I'm seeing. We have a caller on the line. Shall we take it?
Sure.
See who this is? Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Dr. Michelle and Michelle Arbu. Who's this?
This is Jack.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Great show. Great
Thank
show.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego.
Great. Good to have you.
Well, thanks. Nice to be had. So if I give Michelle my my birth date, can she tell me anything about me?
Yeah, sure. I just got to grab a piece of paper, but
yeah.
we can do that.
You know what? Let me give Michelle some information here. And tell me what you do for a living. Well, maybe I shouldn't. Should you ask a little more information about him?
No, let me see what I'm working with first, and then
okay.
we'll go from there.
All right, here you go,
just
girl.
The date of birth is good. All right.
All righty.
Shoot. What's
Shoot.
Your date of birth?
12/4/56.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Just kind of doing my hen scratching here.
Cool. I thought this would be fun.
Well, you've got the arrow of skepticism. So a little bit on the fence about things. It's interesting because I'm seeing so many guiding energies coming to me lately.
Hmm.
And you're a 10. Your main essence is a 10, which is called the Earth Guide. And it sounds, you know, very woo-woo or metaphysical, but it's not. When I say Earth Guide, is that they guide through casual conversation. So they're really kind of these wise souls in a very grounded, practical body. So people tend to be drawn to you just for advice and, you know, what do you think kind of energy, because they sense that energy that you carry as the official Earth Guide, so to speak.
Oh, okay.
So
that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, well, they're very practical. Like I say, it's all about casual conversation. So it's not like you're going to be preaching from the mountaintops. You're really just going to be, you know, doing what you do every day, but just you just have a lot of words of wisdom, because the 10 is comprised of the 1, which is the first physical plane number, and then the 0, which is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So a lot of 10s will fight. They'll be curious about spiritual stuff, but they usually fight it and like to dwell more in the physical stuff, the physicalities of life. So you do have it. It's just they tend to be a little bit skeptical of it and really not embrace it till a little bit later. Let me just see what personal year you're in this year.
She's doing numbers. She's doing math.
Okay, so you're in a 4 year this year. 4 is all about pruning. It's all about cleaning out your closet, literally and figuratively. So when we're under a 4, it's like you want to reorganize or reshuffle your life to fit better. So what doesn't feel like it fits anymore, you need to get rid of it, that kind of energy. So some people will literally feel like they need to clean, like spring clean, and then at other times they'll want to you know, some friends that they may have in their life, for example, they may feel, well, you know what, I've grown and they haven't, and I just don't feel like they're the right people to hang with anymore, that kind of thing. And, you know, you're kind of clearing the runway, because next year is a 5-year, and it's all about career for the most part. So if you're thinking about doing something career-wise, or you're contemplating it, because that's what this year is about, then yes, next year is definitely, by the fall, you'll start to see that 5 energy come in, and it's about career. So you have the gift of the 7, by the way. If you add your month and your day, it shows you what you're here to do as that earth guide that I was saying. 7 is the truth seeker, and it's also very natural scientist kind of energy. So whatever you're doing in life, you're always wanting to reveal the deeper meaning or the deeper truth in it. So it's like you're always cutting the BS. You know, it's like, you know, don't tell me like it is. You know, like you're very cut to the chase kind of energy. That's what the 7 brings. It's all about digging deeper and revealing truth.
Interesting.
Does that make sense, Jack? Does that apply to you?
Yes, it does. I was going to be reserved when I say that, but yes, she's spot on.
That's great.
And I wanted to add that you also have the arrow of determination, too. So you're a little bit pig-headed, a little bit stubborn. Those kinds of things.
Well, I guess. That's me.
Did you have any other questions for Michelle?
Well, no. I'm kind of surprised and shocked that she was able to nail me. So very good. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And thank you, Doc.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your show.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling in, Jack. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Love the show.
Thank you. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right. That, you know, another happy customer.
Well, they're always surprised to hear that the numbers are right. Because, you know, that was the hard part for me in the beginning, was that I'm very much, you know, like our caller, that I need to feel like it's the truth, right? That it's real and it's factual.
Yes.
But it's never wrong. I mean, I have very rarely do I find someone that says, well, that's not really me. It's usually because they're living out of alignment with who they're supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, that can be, but even that case, I mean, there's a lot of people living out of alignment with who they're supposed to be, but at the same time, there's very few that don't resonate with their numbers.
And, you know, by teaching people about who they, you know, sort of reflect through their numbers, who they are, something, if they're not living that, they can, like, you know, change. They can possibly think how they could be more, quote, who they are, or even a better person. Maybe I should strive to be more like this. And as I look at myself, you know, that feels right. You know, so that's inspirational to other people as well.
Yes.
You know, you also encourage people to live their lives without limits or labels. So what do you mean by that, Michelle?
Well, again, back to my daughter for a second, because, you know, she was almost labeled as a high-functioning autistic. And it was at this pivotal place where I said, you know what, I'm not going to label her. And I look back to this day and I think, wow, had I had gone through with that and labeled her, where would she be today?
Exactly.
She wouldn't be, you know, a happy almost 11-year-old in, you know, grade 5, and she would be stigmatized, right? And I thought, you know what? Why label? Why put that label? I mean, yeah, she's different. She's eccentric. She's, you know, not your average child.
Yes.
But that's okay. I mean, you know, and that's the greatest thing about numerology, and that's what I love, is that here's the energy you have. You get to choose how to use it, right? I'm not saying, you know, you've got to be this and you've got to be that. I'm saying, here's your energy. How do you want to shape it? How do you want to work with it?
Yeah.
There's endless possibilities, right? I mean, yes, our caller was an earth guide, but there's 9,900 different ways to be an earth guide, right? You know, you got to look at it like that. And I love keeping life free, because if you label it, then you're stuck in a box.
Yeah.
And who wants to be in there?
That's really true. I really dislike it when clients will come in and say, my family says I'm crazy, you know, and it's not fair.
No.
You know, do you think I'm crazy? You know, no, I don't like that word. Do you think, you know, and labeling people sometimes with disorders, I really hesitate to do that, because, I mean, once you're labeled, sometimes it's like, oh, yes, I am that. You know,
yes,
you have long-term depression, and therefore you have, and you haven't been able to function well, and then you're, you know, labeled with major depressive disorder.
Exactly.
And It's sort of there, you know, not only in the records, but also in your mind and in the family's mind and in everybody else's.
The power of attention,
that's
right?
That's right, babe. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, that's really a great, great suggestion. Don't label yourself. Don't let people label you.
No.
And, you know, try to know who you are and be the best you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, if you're always trying to please or you're always trying to get, you know, I think we all try to get kudos in our life from other people, but you have to sort of take a look at, is it going to be okay just to be who I am and not have to get pats on the back?
Well, as long as you're walking in your truth and you get a pat on the back, that's great. But if you're trying to be something, and that's where I was coming from, is what mm-hmm. I was saying.
Yeah.
I was always saying, well, what do you think I should do?
Yeah, exactly.
And I did that all the time.
Yes.
And so I created this image of someone else. I mean, it was someone else's image,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. It's so true. It's interesting. And then, you know, one of the most important concepts, too, is try to maybe not even love that which we are, but try to like who we are. I mean, that's the first step, I guess. And doing that, and in doing so, we're okay with ourselves. We have to give ourselves a break. And that's something else. I think a lot of us are on, you know, our own backs, that little birdie voice of whoever told us, you know, you have to be this, you have to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. You have to be successful. You have to be... No. You get to choose.
Yes.
You know? So, and be okay with who you are. And love yourself. That's a difficult journey sometimes for a lot of people, but that's a real important key, and I know you talk about that as well. Talk about energy. Let's talk about your new book coming up in October. It's called The Energy of Words.
Yes.
That's a great title. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, being a numerologist, I thought I would write my first book about the numbers.
Yeah.
And it would be more of like a manual. But I had this kind of epiphany or aha moment for myself where, you know, I was living my truth and I was really building my empire, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But there was still a missing piece because
right.
I kept having more challenges than I really should have at that point. Things
yeah.
weren't coming as easily as I wanted them to.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know, working certain words that I would say every day.
Yes.
You know, some limiting words that I was using.
Yes.
I was
yes.
working them out via the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my goodness, I am undermining everything I want to create by
wow.
saying these words every day.
Uh-huh.
And so the book is really based around, you know, finding your jargon list and what it means. You know, your top 10 words. What are you saying every day?
Boy.
You know, what's your favorite word to use? You know, those
yes.
kinds of things. Because as much as you want to imagine that mansion on the hill with that great job that you want,
yes.
and life is beautiful, and, you know, the law of attraction works.
Yes.
But if you're walking around saying, you know, the problem is, or words that really undermine your energy, then no, you're not going to manifest what you
wow.
want. And it didn't really happen for me in terms of synchronicity and really things flowing without
mm-hmm.
challenges
mm-hmm.
until I fixed those words, those limiting mm. words that I was mm. saying all the time. You know, I can't, well, should I, or, you know, just certain words that we use that are just kind of not giving us power, you know, not...
Yes. Good for you, girl. What a great book. I mean, it really, it's terrific.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Because we have the Cognitive Distortions book always, you know, like
yes.
David Burns, the psychologist, is, you know, he's famous for, you know, we think negative thoughts and therefore we're going to embrace them and live them and create them and all that. But you are specifically pointing out words rather than concepts,
yes.
you know, which words which lead to concepts or inner beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's even a step further, which
yes.
is a terrific idea.
Well,
good
I call it the missing key to the law of attraction.
There you go. I like that. You know,
and
it's true.
Yeah, it sure is.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I kind of stumbled upon it. It's not really my concept, I don't think. I think it's something that was divinely inspired.
Yeah.
And I'm able to write it and bring it to life, so I'm
yeah.
really grateful for that. But I've had a lot of support for the book, too, so it's great.
Neat.
A lot of people coming behind me and
good.
Endorsing it and things. So I think, you know, my gut says it's going to be a good, you know, it's going to do well. That's
I'm
my
sure
hope.
I'm sure it will. And when it does come out in October, I'd love to have you back on so we can really go through it and, you know, help out listeners even more.
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to call in, you can do so at 323-203-0815 if you have a question for my special guest, Michelle Arbeau. She's an author, public speaker, celebrity numerologist, and she's, of course, a founder and host of the Authentic You Radio and TV. And she has a lot to say to help you out with your relationships and just feeling better about yourself, understanding who you are more, you know. So that's it. Talking about the law of attraction, in your work you also encourage people to be open to, you know, whatever comes along. Whatever comes along, roll with it, baby.
Yes.
And you emphasize that we're all limitless creators with endless possibilities.
Yes.
And that's, can you elaborate on that
a
little more,
Michelle? Well, like I said before, is that, you know, I can show you what your energy is, a little bit deeper into that, but it's up to you how you want to use it. You know, the world is your stage, you know, you can create whatever. I mean, I guess it goes back to those limiting beliefs too, you know, that if we say, well, I'm suffering from depression, well, you're going to be in that mode. So I just say, you know, whatever comes to you, take it as a sign or take it as an opportunity. Don't leave any stone unturned, you know?
Yeah.
I think I missed the boat for so many years. And, you know, I kept missing opportunities because I wasn't willing to take the risk and turn over the stone, you know?
What a great suggestion. But don't you think a lot of people, I mean, we are all afraid of putting it out there and taking the risk and just saying, what's the worst that could happen? Just do it and see what happens. So we get rejected. So we don't get the job. So we don't, whatever.
But then no regret. You know, I always say, just focus on that. You know, do you want to regret this? Or do you want to say, I tried it and I failed, so what? You know,
exactly.
I'll move on, but at least I know now that this isn't the right path. Because you're never going to find the right path if you don't take a path.
Exactly. And there's always right paths coming our way that are other opportunities, too. We can do other things.
That's right.
I mean, you do so much.
Well, I mean, like our caller who was the Earth guide, he could, you know, he might have 10 different paths to go down just at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. You know, there's no really right path. It's just the scenic route or the short route, whatever you want, you know?
There you go. Exactly. You know, it's funny you were saying about we get to choose and we open our eyes and, you know, say positive things and try to take whatever comes along and sort of see what we need to learn in order to find our path. A lot of people say, well, I have karma to pay off, so I'm not going to have, you know, great opportunities, or I was destined to learn from bad relationships, or I was, you know, it drives me crazy when people say that. What do you say about that?
Well, I definitely think I suffered from it for many years, so what can I say about it?
Do you think you have karma to pay off, Michelle?
I don't. You know, like I really have changed my outlook.
Yeah.
I mean, I had that I had that period in my life when I totally can relate to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I inspire a lot of people just by living my life.
Yeah.
I'm very fly by the seat of my pants, and sometimes I seem a little bit too haphazard. But
I don't get that.
I think there's a method to my madness. You know,
I think
if more people live that way through the heart rather than through the head, they would be so much more successful.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's scary. I mean,
it
it's certainly,
scary.
You know, it's not for the faint of heart.
That's right.
Let's say that.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, I read something somewhere. I can't remember who it was, so I hate to not give credit where credit's due. I did read it somewhere that it takes 15 seconds of courage.
Yeah.
To take action on something. So if you can hold that for that long, because I mean your mind kicks in right away and says, oh, you can't do that.
You know?
So if you can hold it and just act on it, just
right.
do it.
Right. Wow. That's
think
interesting.
Think less, do more.
That's exactly right. Wow. That's really interesting. I have a Doc Michelle email here. Someone, I guess, didn't want to call in. And they say, hey, Michelle, love numerology. Would like to know more about it. If you can tell me what my birthday means, what my number is, and also what books would you suggest? Well, you've got a book coming out, so we can talk about that. All right. Doesn't give the name, but the birth date is 5/14/1992.
Okay.
A young person.
Yeah.
So they're going to be coming up on 21? Would that be 21 in May? Let's see. Yeah.
Yes, I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Well, thank you for emailing us, you mystery person, but we appreciate that. So we're going to hopefully get your numbers and see what that means.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. This year is pretty profound for you because your personal year this year, before I get to your energy, I just want to say it's a very, very volatile interchange energy. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean it's very turn the page kind of energy. It's like when you get to the end of a 16-7 year, and it's written like that. It's written as 16/7 because 1 plus 6 is 7.
Right.
But the word hate vibrates to that particular energy. And, and when we say, I hate you, right, it's very energetically stripping. It's like, you know, you're not leaving anything left, you know, to put on the table. Everything's out there. Right? So it's very stripping in terms of revealing truth.
Wow.
So when you're in a personal year like that, not everyone gets them, but when they get a 16-7 year, it's like very, very high change on an inward side.
Is this the year?
Yeah, that's her year.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, when you get to the end, it's like you're a completely different person.
Yeah.
That kind of energy.
Nice.
But yeah, so it's definitely soul searching, self-reflective. She's a four, which is very practical, doing, you know, the square, and it's four sides, so they're all about, they're called the doers of the world. They're usually doers. But I notice she's got double nines. And whenever I see someone with double nines, I usually, they usually are the ones that are very quick thinkers. They, you know, they almost think off on a tangent sometimes to the point that they're misunderstood.
Yes.
A lot of the kids who are labeled as ADD or ADHD fell in that late 1990s. If you notice, there was kind of this wave of kids who had ADHD and ADD. And then it filtered away to have these autistic kids who are the 2000s.
Exactly.
So it was the nine energy, which is the hyperactive mental.
Right.
And then the two, which is very hypersensitive on the soul, which is the number of intuition.
Yes.
So definitely she's got quick brain, lots of, you know, rapid thinking, maybe sometimes misunderstood. They usually call these people the indigos because they're very, they're very fire-filled in their mind. You know, they're pioneers, they're inventive people, that kind of energy.
Cool.
But she carries the gift of the earth guide. So her month and her day adds to the 10. So very much all about leading from a practical perspective, leading through casual conversation, all that stuff. So the fours are great because they're really loyal, they're really grounded, trustworthy people. And they're sometimes referred to as the earth angels, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Well, thank you so much for emailing me at docmichelle@aol.com. And if you guys have a last-minute question for my special guest, Michelle Arbeau, you can, you know, just go ahead and email me if you don't want to get on the air live. And we have a couple of minutes left, 323-203-0815. But, I mean, I hope that helped you out. And Michelle's book will be coming out, you know, about energy and numbers. And the Soul Numbers book, that's coming out in December. So, you know, you might want to, again, I don't know what this email means, but or the name in it, but you might want to check out her book Soul Numbers as well, which will be coming out, which explains more about numerology, right?
Yeah, so in the meantime, too, there's another book I recommend is The Life You Were Born to Live by Dan Millman. It's a really great book.
I love his writing.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like it's a numerology book on the outside, but it really, it's so beautifully done, and it really explains all of the different life paths. So if you're looking for something immediately, you can definitely get that because it's one of my favorites.
Great. Dan Millman's The Life You Were Born to Live. And he's the way of the peaceful warrior guy, too, which is very spiritual. He was one of the pioneers in those, you know, self-discovery of the youth within and what you're meant to do.
I think he channels a lot of his information. It seems like it comes from you know, somewhere else.
I think so. Yeah. He's a really insightful guy. Thank you so much for emailing me, and I hope that helped, you know, and clarified some of the good things coming up for you, you know, and, you know, changes. It sounds like very strong soul there, you know, so... You say we're all limitless creators, you know, and endless, we have endless things that we can do. So, you know, we were talking about a little earlier about karma or fate. Well, it's just, and that's the language again, it's just my luck. Or I always have bad blank, or it's just my luck that I won't get this So, we're not deemed to have a fate of yucky stuff. We have free will. God gave us free will to be able to choose and zig and zag. And so you're saying that you have to embrace and take action and be brave enough to go for what you want.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I completely changed my life a couple of years ago when I hit that rock bottom and I said, you know what, it's now I can reinvent myself to a place where I resonate with it. So it was like a redo. I hit the redo button.
No matter how old you are, no matter what your age is, whether you're very young and you're starting to discover your passions, or whether you're older. I had this client many years ago. She was 82. She started flowing. She said these words were coming through her. She started writing these very insightful, spiritual, helpful, loving. She couldn't stop. She said when she was out at the market, she's a very high-functioning woman. She said she'd be out at the market and these words would start flowing. And she brought a hand tape recorder. And she started talking into this tape recorder. And she was a very good poet. She used to share some beautiful poems with me. But she started on and on with these streams of consciousness of words, sort of like she was channeling something. And it scared the heck out of her. And she said, am I psychotic? And I said, well, come, you know, at the time, come on in, bring your stuff, tell me what you have. And there was nothing delusional about it. There was nothing airy-fairy. It was very practical, helpful, loving advice that she was channeling, that she was open and available to. So I guess my point in this is, it doesn't matter what your age is. You have to be open, and, you know, just because you turn a certain age, you know, oh, I'm at 49, that's it. Half of my life's gone, or more, you know. That doesn't mean that you have to shut down or not explore new passions or
exciting
things.
And, you know, it's another interesting phenomenon I'm seeing lately is that, especially women, but a lot of people who have those guiding energies,
mm-hmm.
they're starting to, you know, be in their 50s, 60s, and they're coming to me and saying, I can't be starting my life path now, you know, because they're really wanting to make changes in their life and they're very discontent.
Right, right.
And I said, absolutely you are. Because to be a guide, really, can you do it when you're 25? No, you can't. I mean, you can barely guide yourself day to day. So you need that kind of boot camp life behind you to be able to embrace it. And that's why, you know, when I look at their path through the numbers and I say, oh, yeah, I see it. You had to go through all this physical energy first, this live and learn, hindsight learning to get there. And you're there. You're right on time. You're not late. You didn't miss the boat. You're there. That's where you're supposed to be right now.
That's lovely. Wonderful, encouraging words for everybody. Just about that time, Michelle. We got to go already.
Aww.
Goes fast with you. You're such a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming here on the couch. And more great shows coming up, folks, so you can stay on the couch if you like and listen here on LA Talk Radio. By the way, if you would like to get in touch with Michelle Arbo, what would be the best way, Michelle?
My website is michellearbo.com, so you can find me there or Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear from you.
That'd be great. And you can read all about Michelle and all the wonderful things that she has to offer out there in the world, her public speaking, her TV and radio show, and also her upcoming books. The latest book is coming out in October. It's called The Energy of Words. And her next book is coming out also this year. It's called Soul Numbers, and that'll be out in December. So you guys just find out more about that, and you can get the books, of course, off her website when they're available. All right. Thank you so much for being here, Michelle.
Thank you.
It's always lovely to have you. You're such a sweet soul.
I feel the same way about you, Michelle.
Aw, thank you. All right. Guys, hey, I appreciate you all for tuning in, as always. And what I usually say at this time is, don't forget to take care of yourselves first. See? And then you'll be great for others. It's not narcissism. It's the way it works. Okay? Have a great weekend, guys, and I'll be back next week. We're going to be talking about brain cells, chemicals, how they affect us, and all that good stuff. Take care and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye. Flashing rays of colored light.